Protection and Public Affairs for Thursday, February 12, 2009. As a reminder to everyone in the room, including the vice chair, the sound system in the room is sensitive to cell phones, Blackberries, etc. So please turn them off. I know it's difficult, but it does interfere with the sound equipment. So thank you very much. I'm going to open a work session on Senate Bill 141. And Lori, if you could give us an overview. We did have a public hearing on this previously, and we had a problem with the amendment, and we have a new one now. So could you please do an overview for us?
Yes, Madam Chair, members of the committee. We had a public hearing on February 3rd, and Senate Bill 141 requires the real estate commissioner to establish an escrow agent licensing system by rule, and then it provides criteria for that system itself with a variety of provisions, including fingerprint and background check for initial escrow applicant, and allows the commissioner to require additional information from a licensee or applicant, and grants discretionary powers to the commissioner in the implementation of that licensing program. It provides clarity and updates statutory language. If the committee remembers, we had an amendment to the bill to solve kind of a conflict, I think, in a couple of the provisions of the bill, conflict with other statutory provisions. That was the dash ones. We did not act. You did not act on that amendment because there was a typographical error in referencing the pages. You now have dash twos before you. That typographical error has been corrected by LC, and I think that is all that we need to.
Thank you.
The amendments are behind the bill attached to your packet. So, you did? Okay. Okay.
So I will entertain a motion on the dash two amendment.
Madam Chair, I move to adopt the dash two amendments to Senate Bill 141 dated February 4th, 2009.
And Senator George has moved adoption of the dash two amendments. Any discussion? Any objection? Did you get a chance to look at them?
Oh, perfect.
Any objection? No. The dash two amendments to Senate Bill 141 are adopted.
You ready for a motion?
I'm ready for a motion.
Madam Chair, I move Senate Bill 141 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator George moves Senate Bill 141 as amended with a dash two amendments to the floor with a due pass recommendation. We do have a no revenue and minimal expenditure impact statements. Is there any discussion? And I believe that that we will ask for a roll call vote. Thank you.
Senator Burdick?
Excused.
Senator Gerard?
Aye.
Senator Rosenbaum?
Aye.
Vice Chair George?
Aye.
Chair Bonamici?
Aye. Senate Bill 141, as amended with the dash two amendments, is moved to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Senator Rosenbaum, would you please carry this on the floor?
Oh, I'd be happy to.
Thank you. Close the work session on Senate Bill 141, and I'm going to open a public hearing on House Bill 2365. Lori, could you please summarize the bill for us?
Madam Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2365 prohibits the sale, distribution, import, or manufacture for sale of novelty lighters. It creates civil penalties for violations not to exceed $500 per day for a retailer or distributor, $1,000 per day for a wholesaler, and $10,000 per day for a manufacturer or importer. It authorizes the state fire marshal to define novelty lighter by rule and to create and maintain a list of products meeting the definition. It allows the state fire marshal or designated representative to conduct inspections to ensure compliance and to seize and destroy the listed products. It authorizes the state fire marshal to ask the Attorney General to seek injunctive relief or to recover civil penalties. It sets the operative date for provisions related to the sale or distribution of listed products as 91 days after the measure's effective date. It declares an emergency. It's effective on passage.
Thank you very much. And I have on the list Representative Matthews. And is Representative Holvey here yet? Well, we'll have you come up, Representative Matthews. Welcome. Good to see you.
Great to see you. Madam Chair and members of the committee, my name is Greg Matthews. I am a state representative with House District 50, representing Gresham, also a former police officer and a current firefighter. I serve on the committee for consumer protection with the wonderful leadership of Representative Paul Holvey. And this was an issue that was brought to us by the Oregon State Fire Marshal, of which I know you'll hear some compelling testimony here in a little bit. This is a problem that was made clear to our panel early on to our committee, but it's also a problem that I've been aware of for quite some time as a firefighter. I was pleased to be able to carry this. It had left our committee, as you know, with the unanimous consent, went to the floor, and again, with unanimous 59-0 vote. And it's because of, you know, what this does. It's really hard to put it into perspective until you see this line of what we would call toys. And as a father of three small children and also a firefighter that has rescued small children, I believe that, you know, it's absolutely imperative that we put an end to what kids are seeing as a toy, because it's through their own curiosity that the buttons are pushed and the injuries happen. All big fires start small. And for me, I guess the most compelling thing for me was following the testimony and seeing these, and I'll use Nemo as the example. It's a clownfish. And to anybody that knows the movie from Pixar Entertainment or Disney, it's truly Nemo. When I got home that night, I also looked at what my daughters had in their bathtub. And this is Nemo as well, that was given out as a toy at a local restaurant. I'd buy Happy Meals from time to time. Unfortunately, this has the same trigger mechanism as that lighter there. So to a three-year-old, it's all the same. But pushing the top fin on Nemo of this caliber gets water. On that one, unfortunately, it gets fire, and it's about a 2 to 3 inch flame. You'll get a great demonstration, and we'll be on hand in case the alarms go off. But I will say that this is something that I have spent a great deal of my life with, you know, public education, reaching out to kids and telling them that lighters and matches are tools, not toys. And as we've said to everybody else, but what happens when those tools become toys in the eyes of a child? I can tell you, fatal fires happen, as you know, and we lose life. But beyond that, communities lose their sense of community. It's devastating as it tears through our communities throughout the state. And I really thank those folks bringing this forward to you. And of course, I'm obviously very supportive of this bill, and we'll hope that you are too. This is a very significant issue towards the combating juvenile fire starters that we're facing throughout the state and throughout the nation. So this gives them tools. And again, we're 91 days behind already. They are going to act on this immediately, and I certainly hope that that you'll see your way to giving this the support it deserves. And thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Representative Matthews. Will somebody demonstrate the lighters for us?
You know, Madam Chair, I am a trained professional, but I believe there's some people that just can't wait to show these to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Since they brought those, I'm sure your committee will enjoy what they have to offer. They just don't want me near them again.
Thank you. Are there any questions for Representative Matthews? Thank you very much for your testimony,
your
and we'll take Representative Holvey when he arrives. And next we have a panel of Randy Simpson, the State Fire Marshal, Tim Burr, Fire Safety Coalition, and Julia Coolidge. Welcome.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Chair and Committee. I am Randy Simpson, State Fire Marshal, and our office is here in support of House Bill 2365. First of all, I thank you for taking the time to hear this bill. It is a very important bill to us. And as we testify, I'd first like to introduce and let Mr. Tim Burr, our chair of our Fire Safety Coalition, go first, and then he'll turn it over to Julia Coolidge from our office, and then I'll finish up with the three of us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, my name is Tim Burr, and I reside at 12070 Southwest Fisher Road in Tigard. I'm a 30-year veteran of the Oregon Fire Service. I spent approximately 21 years with the Eugene Fire Department and then retired as a division chief with Tualatin Valley Fire and Rescue after 9 years there. As a result of my experience, I have opted in retirement to remain active in the area of fire safety and fire prevention, and I'm currently the chair of the organization called the Oregon Fire Safety Coalition, which is supporting this measure. My intention here this afternoon is to just share a brief anecdote. On the afternoon of January 12, 2000, I was working at TVFNR headquarters in Aloha when an alarm was dispatched reporting a house fire in the Bethany area. Further, dispatchers advised that there were potentially several children trapped in the house. My office was located next to Fire Chief Jeff Johnson's, and Jeff yelled at me that he was responding and asked if I wanted to go. I told Jeff absolutely, so we jumped in his vehicle. With the benefit of sirens and lights, we were on scene within just a matter of minutes, and as we arrived, the unconscious and unresponsive bodies of two small boys were being taken from the backyard and laid out on the front lawn where paramedics began to work on them. There was a woman that was essentially running about the yard, attempting to insert herself into the efforts of paramedics to revive the two children, and it fell to me to restrain her and to basically try to you know, assess her condition and calm her down and allow the paramedics to do their work. As you no doubt have surmised, it turned out that she was the mother of the two boys, who were ages 2 and 6, and she had arrived home to find smoke pouring from the house. With the help of a neighbor, she had managed to get the boys out of a back window just as the first fire crews were arriving on the scene. One of the boys and the mother were all transported to local hospitals. One of the boys, a 6-year-old, was pronounced dead shortly after arriving at the hospital. The 2-year-old, to the best of my knowledge, at last report several years ago, had lived but had never regained consciousness. This is an incredibly tragic event for this family, and to be perfectly honest with you, it was a very traumatic event for me. I had spent, as I said, 30 years working in public safety, and I've seen a lot of traumatic things, but this one ranks pretty high up on the scale. Investigators subsequently determined that the two boys had been left alone for a brief period of time while their mother picked up an older sibling at a local school. And during this time, the evidence suggests that one or both of the boys played with a lighter that was located on a coffee table in the front room. It was a lighter that was designed to look like a dolphin, and a lighter that we subsequently found out the younger of the two boys had a real interest in and fascination with. Now, I tell this story here in a kind of a generic way because, frankly, it was a traumatic event for the family, so I'm not sharing names and addresses and that sort of thing. But I tell you the story this afternoon because you need to know that it did happen here, it does happen here, and it can happen here. One of the things you'll find out when you look at the issue of toy-like lighters is that there are no firm statistics on how many fires in Oregon have been caused by children playing with these devices. And there's a very simple reason for that. The standardized fire report form that's used in Oregon is a fill-in-the-blank, check-the-box type of form, which is designed for ease of use by professional firefighters in major cities, as well as the rural volunteers that protect their communities while making their living in other ways. It's a form that's designed to capture basic data and allow fire managers to make decisions about analyze trends and see what areas may be worth public awareness efforts or legislative action in this case. As it has for years, the form captures children playing with matches and lighters. That is a standard box on that form. However, the last time that the form underwent revision, nobody in the Oregon Fire Service expected that anyone would design and market cigarette lighters, which are tools intended for the use of adults, as devices attractive to children, as toy cars, cell phones, cameras, animals, rubber ducks, and even, as in the case of the Bethany Fire, dolphins. Sadly, we know better now. Since I began looking into this issue, I can tell you that we've now identified at least 3 fires in Oregon since 2000, which were directly attributable to novelty lighters. And each of these fires had serious consequences in terms of death, injury, or property damage. We've also documented at least one case in Astoria where a lighter designed to look like a handgun resulted in a police response when a witness to a domestic altercation thought that it was an actual gun and reported it that way. And that was a fairly close call in terms of the police response. We are also currently investigating an unconfirmed report of a similar incident in another community. To put it as simply as I can, some things are just bad ideas. And to those who would say that it's up to parents to keep such items away from their children, I would ask if you would be so sure of your position if we were talking about handguns designed to look like toys, poisons bottled to look like soda pop, or drugs packaged to look like candy. Because the consequences of these lighters in tiny hands can be every bit as deadly. And at this point, I'm going to turn the microphone over to Judy Okulich. And Judy is a staffer with the Oregon Office of State State Fire Marshal, who has played a lead role not only in Oregon but nationally in bringing attention to this issue.
Thank you so much, Tim, for sharing your story and experience.
Thank you. Chair Bonamici and members of the Consumer Protection and Public Affairs Committee, thank you very much for hearing this bill today. My name is Judith O'Coolidge. I am the statewide coordinator at the Office of State Fire Marshal for a youth intervention program that specifically looks at kids who are using or misusing fire in dangerous and serious ways. I'm here today mainly to provide you with some background information on novelty lighters, or as we prefer to now refer to them as toy-like lighters, and to give you some background also that has some implications for the Consumer Product Safety Commission and how over the course of the last 15 years how we here in Oregon have been addressing this issue. But I think that we will start out with this afternoon in looking at the lighter, since you wanted to know if you would get a demonstration. So I'm happy to provide you with that. To my immediate right is the cell phone lighter. This one is particularly a camera, camera-like lighter. Is particularly dangerous because we have numerous cases of kids who do exactly that, who try to put it near their eye when they light it.
Excuse me, is the flame coming out of the top?
It is. It's barely visible. It comes out right here at the top of the camera.
In some of these lighters, we have really not used the flame or put the flame there just because we have people who do exactly that. If you look at these are two soccer balls. Both of them are also soccer whistles. However, one of them is a necklace and the other one is a lighter. If you look at the three tractors that are in front of you, two of these are actually lighters and one is a toy. So again, if you look at a three-year-old, a four-year-old, or a five-year-old, it would be impossible to determine which of these is the lighter and which is the toy. If you look at the little car, which is very similar to a matchbox car, this one we're really concerned with because this not only produces a flame, and I'm not sure if you're able to see it from there, but it actually produces a color torch-like light, which is about 2,400 degrees Fahrenheit. So it's even hotter than a flame. Same thing will happen with this monkey, because if you can see that, the blue torch-like that actually comes out of the monkey's mouth. Extremely, extremely hot. If we look at frogs, what we're starting to see now is not only do we see flame, but we hear noises. And we see blinking lights.
To the mic. Don't put the frog up to the mic.
Please don't burn the mic.
No, really. like Representative Matthews, I threw him a trench.
If we look at cell phones, which we know that many of our youth carry today, as do we, we have the flip-up phone here as well. But, you know, we had earlier versions of cell phones, and they actually do ring. If we look at musical instruments, we have guitars that, in addition to producing flames, also light up. You've already seen the Nemo lighter. Here we have three ducks. One of the ducks is actually a lighter. The other two are toys. But again, we're showing them to you so that you can see the close proximity that these lighters are looking like to toys. And as a child, it would be impossible to make that discrimination. And again, we've added noises to that. We also have pigs, and finally, even a Christmas tree lighter.
I'm sorry, but the Nemo, you showed it to me, but could you show the other sure. committee members what happens with that one? Wow, thank you.
So then to begin with, what we would like to actually show you is a clip that was produced here in Oregon during Arson Awareness Week. Arson Awareness Week occurs once a year during the month of May, and it's sponsored by the United States Fire Administration. And it's an event that focuses the public on the prevention of intentionally set fires. This past year, the theme of that week was toy-like lighters playing with fire. And so if we might just take a minute to show you now what children actually do when they see these lighters.
Thank you. I don't need to go ahead.
No.
You push a button. So.
For Oregon fire officials. News Channel 8 consumer reporter Wayne Haverly investigates kid fire danger.
If a tool has a job, is that a tool or a toy?
Tool.
Most young children are taught to stay away from matches and lighters.
Could this burn down our house?
Yes.
You have to give them a lot of credit. They're pretty aware.
But even these kids don't know what to do when the lighters look like this.
Is that real cool? Yeah.
With the help of Jim Trett from the Kaiser Fire Department, we observed how these novelty lighters attract kids like moths to a flame.
What's that?
Slug bug.
A slug bug.
Don't worry, they won't fire up because we took out the butane. A good thing, because watch how this little boy quickly figures out the ignition button on the robot lighter.
Ooh,
frogs, Gumby, even. And there are lighters that appear to be toy cell phones.
To call somebody, you push the buttons.
Well, there's a lot of buttons to push and lights that open up, even headlights here. They sure look like toys. That is, until you hit the wrong button.
We run the real risk of kids being seriously hurt, if not killed, by these things, and that just scares me to death.
Investigators say it was a motorcycle-shaped lighter like this that sparked a fire killing two children in Arkansas last year.
What we'd like to see really happen is have a national ban.
Oregon's Fire Marshal's Office is pushing for that ban. Several states and cities have already passed their own novelty lighter bans, but not Oregon. Investigators say they don't know how many fires are connected to these lighters because there was no reliable way to track them until a few months ago.
The National Reporting System has now instituted a category where you can report that it was actually a novelty or toy-like lighter that was the cause of the fire.
The European Union recently banned the lighters, which are mostly made in China. Now the U.S. is being flooded with them. We found them for sale in convenience stores all across Portland and Salem.
This also has a laser sighting.
Retailers who sold me the lighters point out they do not sell to minors. They say parents need to monitor their kids. Parents watching their kids in our demonstration had a different view.
I don't see a purpose other than scaring adults to death.
Parents need to be very, very aware and really think about bringing them into your house, because if they see you with them, you're basically telling a child, if I can play with it, you can.
And we all know when you play with fire, there are bound to be consequences. Wayne Haverly, KGW News Channel 8.
For more on novelty lighters, log on to KGW.com, click News, and then Special Reports. You'll find forms to report incidents involving toy lighters, lists of places that have banned them, and also a photo gallery of some of the lighters.
Just to give you a little history, I'd like to take you back to the early 1990s. It was at that time that the Office of State Fire Marshal established an educational intervention program for youth misusing fire, or using fire in dangerous ways. Our mission was to develop a continuum of care for youth that includes prevention, intervention, and in many cases, treatment for youth. While there are many components of the continuum of care, and I will not be going through all of those today, the one aspect that I want to emphasize is the educational component that we have been working on concerning lighters. At that time, we had really four main goals, and those goals are still relevant today. We try to reduce the accessibility of lighters and matches in the homes and in stores for our very young children. We have coordinated statewide campaigns to modify displays of disposable lighters so that when you go into a convenience store, you no longer see them at the eye level of a four-year-old or a five-year-old, but you'll see them often on the shelves or actually even behind the shelves of many of our convenience stores. But as Representative Matthews said, the message that we really have been teaching children and the fire service has taught for years and years is that matches and lighters are tools for adults, not toys for children. We're having a very difficult time in the fire service today to try and make that message relevant when we see these kinds of products being manufactured in China and coming into this country and sold in our convenience stores. We have supported the Consumer Product Safety Commission's effort to set up safety standards, federal safety standards for disposable cigarette lighters. And I'm very happy to say that the Oregon Fire Service was part of a research study that actually looked at the effectiveness of that safety standard. That standard actually went into effect in 1994. And what it basically says is that it takes, it is a rule that establishes that 85% of children under the age of 5 would not be able to operate a disposable lighter. And what we were looking at that time is your typical lighter that looks like this, whether it's made by Bic or other manufacturers. What it also means is that when this occurred is that we knew that it was child-resistant, but it was not child-proof, because you still had 15% of the children of that age group that could still operate this lighter. When it was manufactured in 1994, what ended up happening, while it was child-resistant, it became adult-unfriendly. And so what happened with it is that adults would sabotage the little lever that was on it and essentially removing it, again, making it a lighter that was available to a child and not having those child-resistant standards. So the lighter industry actually went back to work and remanufactured the lighters. So now you will find child-resistant lighters that have a wheel on them that is much stronger, is much harder for a child under the age of 5 to light. And that's how the industry began looking at ways to make them safer. In 1997 is when CPSC actually did investigate the effectiveness of that standard. And as I said, I'm very proud to say that the Oregon Fire Service participated in that national study. And what they found out was is that there was a 58% reduction in cigarette lighter fires that were started by children under the age of 5. And so, you know, I think we can safely say that that safety standard has no doubt reduced child fatalities, injuries, and property losses. However, the interesting thing about the rule when it was established is that they added a definition of novelty lighter. And I'm actually going to quote that for you because I think it will illustrate to you what we see in front of us, that back in 1994, I don't think we ever had any idea of what we would be looking at when we look at novelty lighters. That definition that Consumer Product Safety Commission added was any lighter that could be depicted or resembled an article commonly recognized as appealing to or intended for use by children under the age of 5, such as cartoon characters, toys, guns, watches, musical instruments, vehicles, toy animals, food, or beverages. And you can see that is all lined up here in front of you today. They also include anything with visual effects, anything with musical notes, or anything that makes noise. When the rule was adopted, the definition and actually the manufacturing of novelty lighters was very simplistic, and I'm going to tell you I brought one of them with me. This is what we took off the shelves in Oregon in 1997 with our partners in the Consumer Product Safety Commission. And basically, as you can see, it's basically just a cigarette lighter that someone put a label on, turned it on its side, put in plastic wheels, and we now have what would have been a truck. We were able to take about 5,000 of these off the market before they hit the shelf way back in 1997. That was the definition and that was the sophistication of a novelty lighter. Well, as you can see today, that sophistication and the manufacturing of lighters has become very sophisticated, has become very complex, and is very, very different than that early standard that we were looking at. In 2002, the Consumer Product Safety Commission actually commissioned the Office of State Fire Marshal to conduct inspections in retail stores to determine whether these lighters were actually in compliance with that federal safety standard. And so I inspected about 40 stores all across the state, and what I had to determine was the ignition plug, which is, you know, which would light the fire, would it have a minimum of 8 pounds of strength on the ignition plug, with the theory being that a 5-year-old or younger would not have the strength in their thumb with which to be able to ignite that lighter. So if you ask, how come these lighters are coming in the country? How come you see these lighters as legal? Well, that's the very reason, is that they're still meeting that standard for the child who's 5 years of age and younger. Okay? Now, again, we realized that, again, it's only in 85% of the time, and that 15% of the children, many of whom you saw on that tape, were absolutely able to use and to manipulate these lighters. The thing that I think is very significant, however, about all of this is that the issue of children who set fires, either intentionally or unintentionally, is much bigger than just novelty lighters. And it is certainly much bigger than looking at children who are five and younger. If we look at the data that we collect at the Office of State Fire Marshal, we realize that the children who set fires in this state range in age anywhere between 8 and 14. And I can guarantee you 8, 9, and 10-year-olds have no difficulty whatsoever in using these lighters. So the federal safety standard that's geared for 5-year-olds just simply doesn't apply. I was at a safety conference, a county fair type event in Columbia County, and I literally had two 10-year-old boys who came up to my display, which I tend to put in glass cases and not expose them like this. They came up to me, if not once, at least 10 times, and were begging me to sell them one of these lighters. So the issue really goes much beyond our very young children. It goes much beyond into our sort of our middle-aged. The reality is that these toys are not just attractive to children. They're attractive to adults. It is not the children who are buying them, because many of them range in price from $5.99 to $9.99. It is, in fact, adults, caregivers and parents who think they're cute and bring them home, only then to begin to really realize, what have I brought into my house that could be a danger to my children and my family? We also did some testing of lead content of these lighters. And we took a number of these lighters. Now, this is a nice Dalmatian lighter, which, of course, is the mascot of the fire service. We did take it to a testing lab in Beaverton, and it has this tiny little red helmet on it, a red fire hat on it, and we had it tested. And when we tested it for lead, we were looking at about 2,500 parts per million of lead that's contained in the helmet. And if we look at the allowable amount of lead that is allowable for toys is only 600 parts per million. So we also have what we find is a lead issue that we have with the lighters that are in front of you. In 2002, and we're bringing it closer up to where we are today, the sophistication in the manufacturing of lighters became very, very apparent. And in the summer of 2006, we published in a publication that comes from our office. It's called Hot Issues. It is one of the only publications in the country that deals with the issue of kids and fires. And it is distributed not only throughout this country, but we have people in Europe, Australia, New Zealand that also obtain that publication online. And we did a photo gallery of these lighters, and what ended up happening was really quite amazing, is that we ended up rallying the fire service across the country, who were also concerned about it in their own communities and their own states. But we finally ended up really looking at a nationwide effort to say, this kind of thing really needs to stop. We were very concerned and very elated in many respects when the European Union, in March of 2007, and prohibited in Europe the sale and distribution of these lighters. They did accept the federal safety standard of Consumer Product Safety Commission for other child-resistant lighters, but they did ban novelty lighters. The BIC Corporation estimates that we could see about 70 million of these lighters come into the United States as a result. In conclusion, I guess I would join with my colleague who's sitting next to me and saying, you know, there really is no good reason. There is no good reason that anyone can determine why we would take a hazardous material, a flammable liquid, and place it in the site in a toy-like container. The Office of State Fire Marshal supports the ban to prohibit the sale and distribution of novelty lighters. We really feel like these lighters children will find attractive. I think they invite unintentional misuse, and I think it places them and their families and our communities at risk for fire. And at this point, I'd like to turn it over to our State Fire Marshal for some concluding comments.
Thank you very much for your excellent testimony. Madam Chair, committee members, for the record, Randy Simpson, State Farm Marshal. Quickly, I'm going to go through. In June 2003, our office was requested for assistance on a fire that occurred in Umatilla Fire Protection District, a volunteer agency in the northeast section of our state. This was a fire that occurred in a single-family residence. Pictures are enclosed in the testimony for you to see. This fire at the time, again, it was 3 o'clock in the afternoon on a June day. There was a 13-year-old babysitting, 3 small children, and an 18-year-old cerebral palsy resident. Upon the arrival of our deputy, and the following investigation concluded that the fire was caused by this lighter and a 4-year-old playing with it and ignited the teddy bear. This lighter produces the 2,400 degrees that you heard about earlier in the flame. Again, it looks like a horse. Fire comes out of the mouth area, and they don't let me have one with fuel in it. But this is a very dangerous tool in the fire service for children to have. It's not a toy. It is a problem. It's obvious. The fire, when it occurred, this 13-year-old was able to remove the 3 small children and the 18-year-old. The 18-year-old did receive some injuries due to having to be dragged out of the house before the fire service arrived. This could have been devastating. It could have been very easily had multiple fatalities at this fire. It's not a matter of when this will occur, it's how many more times it will occur. So this bill will protect our children from the unintentional misuse of fire. This bill will also protect every parent out there and every other senior citizen that has children in their homes if they get a hold of these. Our office will be able to handle this enforcement of this bill with our staff. We are significant to be able to do this, just like our safer cigarette bill that was passed in the last session. We have a wonderful partnership with the fire industry out there. They will assist us, along with other state agencies that are out doing regulatory inspections and tax issues and stuff that they're in these stores. One question has occurred in our past testimony of, what about existing lighters? We know that they're out there. There's collectors. There's adults that have purchased these already. Once they're gone out of the store and in these folks' hands, there's nothing we can do. We hope through time that they'll disappear, they'll get broken, they'll get thrown away or secured. We'll continue our education program as soon as this passes the Senate floor and is going to the governor. We've already started the process on how we will get this information out to the stores and the wholesalers and distributor of these items. So, and I want to thank you again for your time, and any questions, we'd be glad to answer them.
Thank you so much. And just to clarify, the bill does not address possession of the lighters.
Correct. If the ones that are existing today that people have in their homes, we just have to live with them and hope through time that through education and procedures that they're broken and thrown away or disposed of properly.
Madam Thank Chair. You so much. Committee members. Senator Burdick.
What about secondhand sales, eBay, individual sales? Is there anything that can be done about that?
Madam Chair, Senator Burdick, that's an issue that we'll have to deal with on a complaint basis if we can and try to attempt to stop them. We deal with this with fireworks currently that we regulate. Craigslist has them, things like that. We try to address them to advise people of the laws. It is a tough thing to do. We're hoping that our national senators will pass a national bill and ban these from the country. But as Representative Matthews testified earlier, we're already 90 days behind, and we'd like to see Oregon move forward and be the third state in this nation to ban these.
Thank you. COVID too.
Yes, Senator George.
My only concern on the bill is on page 2, line 2, line 12, where it grants the state fire marshal the authority to regulate. And if you read it, the way it's written is, it really gives the power to the state fire marshal to regulate almost anything. And I understand that I'm expecting, you know, obviously we expect you to do it within the confines, but it gives a partial list, and then it says, but it's not limited to that. It could be anything. So in theory, a business that put its logo on the side of a traditional lighter could be a novelty lighter under some type of rules. And I guess my only concern with it is that I'd like to see a real a definition of it, and then if we need to expand it as we go along, expand it as we go along, rather than necessarily granting that much power to an agency to really, because I don't know exactly how far you would go. I mean, these are clearly novelty lighters, but where is that line? I don't know.
Madam Chair, Vice Chair George, currently this language was basically copied from the last two states that banned these also, and looking at the procedures and the process, by no means does our office want to over-regulate the industry, and I believe Judy might have also a comment.
Yes, Chair Bonamici, Senator DeGeorge. We do recognize that any of the traditional cigarette lighters that contain logos, decals, decorative artwork, those kinds of things would not be included in this particular legislation. Anything with the shrinkable sleeves, so we're not looking at doing, we're not regulating that, and that is stated in the bill right above Section 2. We wanted to be sure to add that because we are aware that there are many sports teams that, put their shrinkable sleeves on typical lighters, and so we wanted to be sure that that was not covered.
Great. Quick follow-up, if I could.
Go ahead.
Well, just so I have an understanding, I guess I'm trying to ask, what is the purpose of that particular line and that particular phrase in line 12, though, but need not be limited to? Because it seems like to me the novelty lighter identified by the state fire marshal may include lighters of misleading design that resemble or imitate. Yeah. I'm trying to figure out why it is that we need to have that particular line. Is there something that you're trying to anticipate that I'm not getting?
Madam Chair, Senator George, my understanding is the reason it's not limited to is if somebody comes up with a new surprise for us, it gives us the opportunity to address that. Again, we have no desire to force an industry provider of the wrong thing. Our ultimate goal here is the children's safety and the safety of our citizens of the state. As you see, every time we turn around, a new design, a new type procedure comes out. And I'll let y'all know that that whistle down there actually burned me when I was trying to figure out how to light it. And as we've said, we are trained professionals, and so it just is very scary to all of us in the fire service of what these can do.
We appreciate your candor on that.
Sure.
And just to clarify to Senator George, the way I'm reading this, that it does have to be a novelty lighter. A novelty lighter is defined.
Gotcha.
So novelty lighter means, and then the definition says, to make it attractive or appealing to a child less than 10 years of age. And even that sentence that has the button need not be limited to is only for novelty lighters.
I think what I was looking for, Madam Chair, and I appreciate it, I think what I'm looking for is to make sure that we have a definition, that we're comfortable with the definition that is significantly tight. And whenever there's an exception in the line, it can always be interpreted slightly different. And I think that between what you just said on the record and what the fire marshal's office has said, I feel very comfortable with it. I just want to bring up the issue that I want to make sure that we're not going anywhere beyond, into regulating something that we didn't intend to. And I think you've adequately satisfied my curiosity on that. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Senator Rosenbaum.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I just want to thank all of you and all the other people who have worked so hard on bringing this issue forward, and especially Judy Akulich, because I know she has worked way above and beyond what any human being could possibly have been expected to do to try to bring this to the awareness, not just that's revealed in the bill, but also I think what we see in those media stories is trying to let people know who may not have known that they had dangerous situations in their home. So it just is sort of the ultimate idea of what a small agency can do with really, really dedicated people trying to work to bring something to light and working with the legislature. So I don't know how this bill could have come forward in any better way. The only thing I wish is that it could have happened sooner. So
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Senator.
Any other questions for this panel? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate your testimony.
Thank you very much.
And next we have Lucy Drum with the Oregon Safe Kids America, American Medical Response, and then Tatum Sparks is going to come up with Judy. Tatum, would you like to go first?
Sure.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Welcome to the committee.
Okay.
And would you please? Okay. Thank you. Welcome. And would you please tell us your name?
I'm Tatum Sparks.
Hi, Tatum. Welcome.
Hi.
How old are you, Tatum?
I am 9.
9. Excellent. Okay. And do you have some testimony?
Yes, I do.
Thank you very much. Go right ahead.
I support HB 2365 for the following reasons. I know toy lighters shouldn't be sold at stores because they are dangerous. They can also hurt children and burn down houses. Children and some grown-ups can't tell the difference between a toy and a toy lighter. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your testimony. And I see you've submitted some written testimony as well.
Yes.
Thank you for doing that. Committee, do you have any questions for Tatum?
Very concise.
Madam Chair, have you ever run into one of these lighters in a friend's house?
No, I have not.
What would you do if you did?
I would get it and give it to the closest grown-up.
That's very good.
Excellent.
Glad to hear it. Thank you.
Any other questions? Thank you, Tatum, very much. We really appreciate your testimony today. Would you like to stay there, or would you
I'll stay here.
Okay, good. Thank you. All right. Lucy Drum.
Good afternoon, Honorable Chair and members of the committee. My name is Lucy Drum, and I'm here representing the 29 organizations in our Safe Kids Portland Metro Injury Prevention Coalition, as well as my own organization, American Medical Response Northwest, a local EMS provider. I'm here to testify in support of House Bill 2365, banning the sale of the toy-like lighters. As an educator, public education officer, we teach children to stay away from harm, and by having this kind of product available in the state of Oregon, that's especially attractive to children, makes it nearly impossible to keep them away from this kind of a risk. Adults may consider these items cute, but to children, they really invite disaster. As an EMS provider with over 20 years of field experience before I went on to my new venture of injury prevention, I witnessed firsthand the pain and suffering children with burn injuries experience, as well as the suffering of their caregivers. Injuries cost emotionally, physically, and to our nation. Safe Kids USA is the only national organization dedicated to children's injury prevention from ages 0 to 14. Their best estimates is that the cost of childhood injury deaths, is $34 billion annually. These injuries are unintentional, and they are preventable. They're painful. They're expensive, and they can be disfiguring to those who suffer them. So Safe Kids Portland Metro and American Medical Response Northwest respectfully encourages you to vote yes on House Bill 2365.
Thank you very much. Any questions from the committee? No. Thank you very much for your testimony. Is there anyone else here to testify on House Bill 2365? I do want to note that we have a letter in our file from Katrina Hedberg, interim state epidemiologist, in support of 2365. I don't think she's here today. And then also on the back of Ms. Coolidge's testimony, there's a list of supporters of the bill as well. Anyone else to testify? All right, I'm going to close the public hearing on House Bill 2365 and open a work session on
House Bill 2365.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 2365 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator George moves House Bill 2365 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Okay, I'll ask our committee assistant to call for a roll call vote, please.
Aye.
Senator Girard?
Aye.
Senator
Rosenbaum?
Aye.
Senator George?
Aye.
Senator Aye. House Bill 2365 moves to the floor with a due pass recommendation. And I would like to ask my vice chair to co-carry this with me on the floor.
Love to. Thank you very much.
All right. So I'll close the work session on House Bill 2365, and that ends our business for today. Thank you.